You're listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network. I am joined this morning by Leah Shapiro. She's not only famous cookbook author, we'll talk about that in a little while, but she's also the co-founder of Between Carpools. And Between Carpools, the ever popular, that's honestly a bit of an understatement, the ever popular lifestyle blog for the busy Jewish woman. You can find them at betweencarpools.com. You can find them on Instagram. You can basically find them everywhere. Everywhere. She is known as the connector of the Between Carpools team. And she joins me today to discuss the journal for Jewish kids called Between You and Me that is the new release from Art Scroll and is a division, a byproduct, a brainchild, we'll find out, of the Between Carpools group. Good morning, Leah.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Totally my pleasure. And again, as somebody who's never written a book, but I can imagine and have heard from authors that every time you finish a book and you publish a book, it's like having a child. I should wish you a mazel tov.
Thank you. And it really is like that. And when I did, in the past, I've done cookbooks. I truly felt like I had a baby. and when somebody would say, when are you coming out with another cookbook, I would look at them like, what? You got to be a mind? My baby is like a newborn.
Right.
It takes so much energy and effort. So this book, I thought it's going to be actually, it won't be that same feeling. This book is a Jewish journal for kids. Basically, it's a prompt journal where there's 325 questions. Every day, there's another question for children to fill out. However, it took out the same energy. We were so invested in it and so much thought and so much effort went into it that it actually does feel like we just had another baby.
That's funny. So this was a group effort on this child.
Yes. I'm a co-founder of Between Carpools. We're a group of five women, and it's a Jewish website, lifestyle site. We also have an app where you can, find everything on the app, the same as the website, for people that just want to have an app, for people that don't want to have a browser on their phone, just for easier access. Also,
right.
You can also save things easier on their app. And we felt like, and what we do is that we provide content basically, right? You would say recipes, table settings, shopping, posts, what's in, where you can get good things, where you can get what everybody else has, you want to say, but in a nice way.
You're a resource.
And part of the Between Carpools mission involves filling voids and creating the products we wish existed. So we've done a bib as a collab together with Little Eggs, and we wrote that cookbook called Dinner Done because we felt that was missing. That was an easy cookbook where you can find really recipes that are everything that's pantry ingredients that taste amazing and that can be done quickly. And this journal we felt has a lot of benefits for parents and for children. And the concept of prompt journal actually exists. There is thousands of prompt journal out there, but not one that we felt that our kids would feel completely comfortable. It doesn't, the questions about Shabbos, about Yontif, about Pesach, about, just things that are general to their life that would, that mean something to them.
Right. So that's actually a very interesting point. But I want to backtrack one second. As one of the five women who are the founder of Between Carpools, talk to me about being known as the connector.
That's a nice way of saying I'm the big bossy older sister. I really enjoy networking, and I guess I'm good at it. I did not write that Victoria wrote about me, and I got everybody together to put this site together. I basically chose four women that I knew that had specific talents and put everybody together so that the five of us are like the perfect woman together.
That's such a nice, the sum of your parts. You are greater than even the sum of your parts.
Yeah, and we really learn a lot from each other, and it's really been a phenomenal experience working together.
So it's basically a sisterhood of five women, and you're inviting other women to join the sisterhood.
Exactly. We're some people call us the big sister in the pocket, where we can give you that advice and the
sure.
big sister gives you. But the website is really not about us. It's about women and general, the readers, So we just guide the content and what people need or want, but it really is about everybody. When you have a website, let's say Martha Stewart or something, it's about Martha. It's about the celebrity. But by us, it's not about us. It's about Jewish women that are trying to, like, balance that busy life.
Right, 100%. And that balance is always something, no matter what you're doing and what your background is and how many family members you have, it is a constant struggle. And I use the word struggle, and somebody actually likened it to juggling glass. And sometimes you have to realize that a glass is going to fall and it's going to break. But
right.
You're...
And that's okay.
Right, and that is okay. And actually, you should expect that it's... something's going to fall and it's going to break. But the goal is to handle everything carefully and give everything as much as you can equal weight so that you're keeping everything off the ground. And,
right. And sometimes there are things that are more priority than
right.
others.
Right. 100%.
You know, and that juggle is realizing this is a priority and the other things are not. If
right.
I can't get dinner on the table because I need to do X, Y, Z, then, you know, we're going to eat simpler or, you know.
Right.
Warm
right.
up frozen food.
That transparency, though, the fact that there are five women who are out there talking about the fact that we're not getting it perfect. We're not getting it perfect, and we recognize that's okay. That must be a very validating to many women that you meet and that you hear from.
Right. So a lot of what we talk about, is the positivity, is that we're happy doing what we're doing, and we're excited, and we want to do everything to the best that we can. So we try to infuse everything with like a positive and a happiness doing it. Like, you know, we all need to prepare for Yantif at different times, but it should be, you know, how can you do it that it's food that everybody will be happy with and that won't take you that long, and you should be, you know, and bringing that joy into our daily life.
Right. So Dinner Done, which was the cookbook, the offshoot from Between Carpools, that was incredibly satisfying because, again, you're giving women a tool, you're giving families a tool to be successful and to provide without making everyone nuts and adding additional stress.
Right. And, you know, when we were writing the book, I just kept on adding, you know, like chicken cutlets, like schnitzel, chicken breast recipes, like one after the other, like literally. And Victoria's like, if you send me one more recipe to edit that is like breadcrumbs or chicken breast, I was like, but that's what the kids like. So I might as well give you like 7 different varieties. That one goes in the oven, one goes on the stove, one goes on the grill. Like, you'll just, you know, you're going to have variety. Like, you don't have to serve the same chicken nuggets every single night.
Right.
So I did put 2 on a page, so...
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
So it doesn't look like you're turning one after the other, but there are plenty there because, you know what, that's what my kids like, and, you know, that's what most of my nieces and nephews like. I just, you know, I might as well provide the variety to make it a little more interesting and fun and get them maybe to eat a little bit different.
Right. No, and of course, you have to meet people where they are. So giving some kind of elaborate sea bass recipe is not something that's going to make its way into a Dinner Done cookbook because that doesn't speak to making your family's life easier. That doesn't speak
to...
And that's not
budget friendly either.
Right. Oh, absolutely. 100%. And so, by the way, that's important to note is that the recipes in Dinner Done, I mean, I know we're here to talk about the journey, and we will, but the recipes in Dinner Done are meeting the needs of the family both financially and in terms of what they want to eat.
Right. So, you know, we do have 1 or 2 meats or something, you know, that are a little more, but there's, you know, there's special occasions, there's, you know, different times. You might want to make a nice birthday dinner, you might want to make, and many of the recipes obviously also well for Friday night and for the holidays, so that works well also.
100%. I definitely got that vibe and when I was going through the cookbook. You're listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network. I'm joined by Leah Shapira from Between Carpools, and we are about to start discussing this new release from Art Scroll. You can go to artscroll.com and use promo code RADIO for 10% off your order. Order and free shipping. Just search Between You and Me. It is a journal for Jewish kids. So now let's talk about this. You felt the need, not just you, but Between Carpools felt the need that there was a void. There's a need for families to be able to have open conversations, to have dialogue, for kids to be able to think about themselves in both the context of them being a Jew and them growing up and becoming adults. So how did all of this manifest itself into what is a really child and family-friendly book? How did this idea go from just an idea to an actual publication?
Right. So first of all, it's adorable.
Yeah, it is. It's very friendly.
It's like every child is going to look at it. Okay, so let's discuss what is a child, actually. So the book is meant for 7 to 13-year-olds. A mature 6-year-old can fill it out with an adult. Like, you know, if they have trouble writing, then the parents can write it for them. And even a young 14-year-old would enjoy it. But definitely the mid-range of 11, 12, 13, they're going crazy for it. You know, this is the perfect age where they want to express themselves. They just want to tell you stories. They want to tell you things. You know, that might be girls, and some of the kids are less reserved, and they don't. You know, you ask them how's your day, and they just tell you okay. So this book helps you get like much better expressive. It gets them to express themselves better, so they don't just give you that okay and that just one word answer. So, sorry.
That's okay. No, so whose idea was it, and how did it come to fruition?
So I think it was Shandy. She had her kids liked to journal, and mm-hmm. she had this book, and she showed us that really the kids are sharing things that she would never know about them, you know.
Right.
And she said, "Isn't this amazing?" But there are questions that just aren't relevant to my children. They don't watch TV. They don't have favorite movies. And then on the other hand, there's questions that I would love to know what they love about Pesach. What's their favorite thing about Sukkot? What's their favorite Jewish song? You know, there's specifically Jewish questions that I would love to hear, that they would love to talk about, or I would love them to think about.
Right.
So we were like, okay, we got to do this. So we realized a few things that were missing, and we wanted it to be more Jewish. Number one, we wanted it a very positive kind of thing. We didn't want them to focus on negative. We wanted the kids to be able to, it should be sensitive to all different kind of kids. Some of the questions like, who's your best friend, or what do you like about your best friend? There are thousands of kids out there that do not have a best friend, and that's totally okay. It doesn't mean that every 11-year-old needs to have a best friend. So when you're filling out a journal and you have that question, I think that actually makes the child feel bad, like, I don't have a best friend. So we were sensitive to that. We were sensitive. There's no questions, specific questions about a mother or a father.
Mm.
So if you're in a single family home, if you lost a parent, then, you know, you get knocked down all the time with
right.
such things. When you're filling out a personal journal, that shouldn't be, that child shouldn't feel like, why am I different than everybody else? So we would ask questions like general, like either parent or family, you know, a lot more questions based on family, not so much. There's even like, I don't think there's only one question about siblings, and it's like a theoretical question. That means if you're an only child, you would feel comfortable. Really, really, we thought about every sort of sensitive thing. We want to make sure that the child doesn't have to gossip or share, you know, like outright, like you want to say lashon hara. But on the other hand, there are questions that get them to think about themselves.
Right, and one of my favorite pages that I actually have open to is Give Yourself a Compliment, which
right.
I would say is forget that it's difficult for kids, it's difficult for adults. So, you know, to start a child or to start a person at a younger age saying, give myself a compliment. You mean there are things that I can talk about myself that are worthy of a compliment? Like that in and of itself is such a great idea. That is so validating.
The kids that are filling out, we're getting like screenshots from parents. So, you know, not every child wants to share the journal and do it
sure.
as a family project. So some children are doing it privately, but there are many kids that are very open to doing, you know, letting their mother read it or doing it together with a parent. So one of the kids says, what is one secret that people don't know about you?
Mm.
And he's 9 years old, and he wrote that he has a six-pack. We haven't stopped laughing. Like, this is one secret that no one knows about him. We just thought that was adorable.
That is.
On the other hand, there's some things that are more personal that parents, that you can really learn. And, like, somebody said that, a child wrote that they like what do they like after school? They like when, you know, the mother is home or doing a specific thing or serving a specific supper. And it's so easy to make the child happy once you know that.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And again, you know, this, we should make it clear that this journal has multiple purposes. First of all, it can be act as a prompt for families to have discussions. I mean, you can open this up on a Friday night and decide that you're going to randomly pick one page. Just open it up wherever you want, and all of a sudden, that's the topic of discussion for your Friday night table. That's great. That's amazing. It's really a conversation starter. It's an opportunity for kids to think about themselves in an introspective way. And it is, if they want to share with their parents, it's an opportunity for kids to have a dialogue without having a dialogue. It's an opportunity
right.
for parents to see what their kids are up to, quote unquote, where they're holding, without having to come straight out and say to them, so,
And also in a very non-judgmental way. There is no right answers. There's no wrong answers.
Right.
However you feel.
100%. And you're very clear about that at the opening of the book. And also what I thought was very interesting is that this book has a shelf life. And what I mean by that is it's not one and done. People are encouraged that when you pick up the journal, you can reread it and re-enter it a year later. And there are opportunities on each page for multiple journal entries and dating.
So there's basically four ways to fill out this journal. One, like you said, a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to write anything.
Right.
The second way is an individual child can fill it out. It's not specific to a year. So, you know, you can buy it any time of the year. You can start it at any year. If you buy it and you put it away for 2 years, it will still be, you know, there's no specific date or year. It's not like a calendar that you have to fill it out by the calendar. So a child can fill it out 1 year, and then there's a spot to fill it out a following year, so it becomes like a memory book.
Mm.
On the other hand, because it's divided in two, that means two kids can fill it out together. So if you have, you know, two sisters, a brother or sister, or a grandmother and a grandchild, a mother and a child, they both want to fill it out. They can both fill it out at the same time.
Wow, that's another interesting idea I hadn't thought of, is the multi-generational approach.
Right, and then you can fill it out as a family where since there's lines, you can just write, you know, the first name mom, second line dad, and you can actually just write the name or use different color pens, and each person would use one or two lines. So there's lots of creative ways that you can use it. You do not have to go in order, even though it does have 12 months that ask specific questions, like if it's Kislev, it has questions for Hanukkah. However, you know, you want them to enjoy it, so you tell the kids you can fill it out however you want. If you're in the mood of answering certain questions, you can answer them. If you want to fill out one question a day before you go to bed, you can do that.
Mm.
If you want to fill out 30 questions today, not look at it for a month, and then fill out another 10 questions, that's up to you.
It's also easier for a kid to write about themselves when they're answering a specific question. And so when we want kids to think about themselves and to take a moment and give themselves some attention, and people deserve to give themselves attention, right? To pay attention to themselves. It's easier for a kid. It's I'm going to put it this way. It's less scary to have a question on a page to answer versus having a blank page that you're just supposed to write in.
So I can read some of the questions, right? So, like, what's the strangest food you've ever eaten? So that's like a fun, you know, get some thinking creative. The next one would be, I like it when my family blank together. So
mm-hmm.
that's a fill in the blank, you know, so that forces them to think, you know, what is, you know, like, or, you know, one or two words for it.
Right. I love the question, what's your favorite smell? Leah, what is your favorite smell?
Definitely babka cinnamon. I didn't even have to think twice.
You're such a good Jew. You don't even say baking challah.
when we had so much fun filling, you know, thinking what our answers would be.
Right.
You know, what's your favorite Hanukkah memory? Do you like latkes or donuts? Who's your favorite cousin and why?
Nice.
You know, the why gets them to think what qualities they like about a person. You know, and that's the same thing we ask, like, you know, what makes a good friend? You know, what's the strangest thing in your backpack? What miracle in Jewish history would you most want to witness?
And then, of course, there's a question that is as, I'm going to use the word serious, but as serious as if you could speak to a Holocaust survivor, which questions would you ask? And that would be a question to probably do as a family, depending on the child's age.
Right. So there are some questions that may not be so,
you know,
it may be harder for a 7-year-old. But that might be something that you might want to discuss and, you know, talk about, and maybe they can think once, you know, you help them along with it.
Listen, encouraging dialogue, open dialogue between parents and children is obviously something that we all strive for. Every family strives for. There are, there are so many reasons for that. But journaling for ages has been a wonderful sense of it's a safe space. I'm going to put it that way. It's a safe space for kids to share their thoughts and to write about things and express themselves. And I do believe that because this is a writing journal, it's not a digital journal, it's not an online journal, it's actually a writing journal. There's something more intimate with that experience of putting pen to paper than if you were answering in a text.
Right. And there is a nice, like, what's that called? That string.
it's a page. It's a bookmark.
Exactly. The bookmark. Thank you.
Right. No problem.
So that bookmark is also nice. If a child does, you know, if you are a more diligent kind of person, you want to go in order, you could bookmark it and come back at any time.
Right. Well, I highly recommend it, especially if you're a parent who's looking to connect with their kids and your kids are of that age. It is certainly a worthwhile purchase, and it's good for families. It's just good for Jewish families, and it's certainly good for Jewish kids. Again, you can go to artscroll.com, use promo code radio for 10% off your complete purchase and for free shipping. Leah Shapiro from Between Carpools, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. And continued hatzlacha to the entire Between Carpools team.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. You've been listening to That's Life here at the Nachum Segal Network, a